Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Today is National Ag Day, and this past Sunday through this Saturday is National Ag Literacy Week. In a nutshell, they're an effort to educate consumers in general and children specifically about the value of American agriculture. Mercer County Farm Bureau Administrator Doris Hamilton on efforts in communities there.
We have been very active the last 3 or 4 years in Ag Literacy Week during National Ag Week and going into the schools and reading agricultural-related books to the young children. We usually focus on kindergarten through fourth grade because that's the grades in which they enjoy sitting and listening to someone read to them.
The American Farm Bureau provides a suggested list of factual, well-structured books with interesting storylines. Apparently, they've been choosing well.
I think we will probably be reading to at least 50 classrooms of children this year.
A past storyline was about trees and furniture. This year, the top selection is about relationships of guardian animals on a western sheep ranch.
The kids think that is the coolest thing ever when we sit down and explain to them what National Agriculture Week is and that this book is being read to students in California and students in Florida, just like they are hearing it today from a farmer.
Hamilton says once the local volunteers get into it, they enjoy it as much as the kids. We'll be right back.
Do you know that you have a neighbor making big contributions to the Kentucky economy and your family's dinner table? That's right. Our poultry and livestock farmers provide safe and healthy food choices for your family, as well as new jobs and $5.2 billion in revenue for the state. Our state's poultry, livestock, and other farmers work hard to preserve our land and natural resources, all while producing high-quality food.
A message from Kentucky soybean farmers and our checkoff.
Like many counties across the state, Mercer County Farm Bureau says Doris Hamilton is putting a lot into this Ag Literacy Week. Despite so many farm families having off-farm jobs, they still get plenty of volunteers.
Because they realize how important it is that that next generation understand where their food comes from and how hard farmers work on a daily basis to bring food to their tables every day.
Hamilton says the event is just a great community outreach effort, utilizing local resources for farm city understanding.
Each year we have seen the participation in this program grow, and it has grown to a point that almost every teacher in every elementary school in our entire county wants us to be there. And we try our best to round up enough volunteers that we can actually meet that demand.
Teachers or parents can check out that farm-oriented recommended reading list online at agfoundation.org. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.